Three, two, one. Hi, everyone. Today I've had the pleasure to speak with Jeffrey Derry, a local Vanier resident and self-taught artist. I came to know Jeffrey while walking on Carillon Street, where I saw in front of a property nice little clay figurines that were placed on the ground in a sandbox with some round painted rocks. And there was even one figurine that was on a tree trunk. It was set inside a small wood frame that made it look like the figurine was looking through the window of the house. It was all so very original and beautiful. Now, I then posted the photos of these figurines on Facebook on a group, Vanier Neighbors, and got many replies. That's how people told me that they were made from Jeffrey Derry. That's how I got to know this artist. Now, I've asked Jeffrey if he would like to participate in our podcast Chronicles, and he said yes. So here are some of the things that we have talked about in this podcast. At the beginning, Jeffrey starts about his life here in Vanier and how Vanier had a bad reputation back in the 1980s. And why it was so. But then we go further down the years and we all realize and talk about how things have changed for the better. Jeffrey and I have something in common. We both like living here. Now, Jeffrey likes the fact that it's a close-knit community. And he recalls the time when he did volunteer work for the Vanier Community Association in the beautification department and other groups in there. He tells us also how he especially likes the variety in the styles of the houses that we see in our streets. There's so many different kinds of architectures. But mostly, and this was really funny, he talks about, I like to walk on the streets that don't go where you think you are going to. Referring to all those streets that are crooked, like Dagmar Street, you know, that goes for a while in one direction and then it hangs left and stuff like that. Later in the podcast, Jeffrey and I discuss his art. He has really great imagination in creating fantasy figurines in all kinds of different contexts. You can see on our heritage website, which is, you can look by writing pmvanier.com, PM for Patrimoine Modeste Vanier.com, photos under the heading Folk Art. So there's a section in our website that is dedicated to folk art that is done here in Vanier. I hope that you will enjoy this informal chat with Jeffrey, and I wish to thank ACFO Ottawa for funding for this project, and would also like to thank Jeffrey for his kindness and willingness to share with us a few of his stories. And finally, special thanks to Viviana Riwidis, my partner in this project, who is the one that does all the technical work behind the podcast and website, and also does a lot of research. Thank you very much. Good listening. Bye for now. Hello, hello. Yes, this is working now. Phew. Okay, so part two. Let's start again. Hi, Jeffrey. So, first question I'd like to ask you, have you lived in Vanier most of your life?
No, we've only lived here about 20 years now.
Oh, okay.
I lived here briefly in the 80s.
Okay.
Apartment on Deschamps. Oh, yeah. My family, my ex-wife, my children, they had a house on Bradley for about the 10 years before I moved here. They moved, I think, the year before we moved to this place. My roommate actually has bought the house. He owns the house, and I'm his long-term tenant.
Okay, well, yeah, Carillon is an interesting street. There's a lot.
It's changed a lot.
Yeah, the neighborhood is changing when you see what's been built, you know, next to the St. Charles Church.
Yeah, yeah.
Those expensive condos.
And oh, yes, yeah.
It's a different venue.
Yeah, yeah, it's very different. The place across the road, that was an empty lot. Even up to 10 years ago or less.
Right.
I guess the same year after that place was built. So it's only about 7 years, I guess.
Yeah.
And that was the McCann's parking lot and swimming pool.
Oh, yeah. Right, they had two lots, right?
Yeah, it was a big double lot.
Okay, yeah. And they had a swimming pool.
Yeah, and the whole front was parking for the family.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, you know, my wife and I have been in Vanier since 2017. We come from Quebec. So we're learning a lot. And with this project, I'm learning a lot about the people that grew up here and everything.
Yeah.
And I was, I mean, the McCann family, 16 children.
Yeah.
8 boys, 8 girls.
Yes. Yep.
That's incredible, eh?
Oh, yeah. And they took in a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend. He actually was in Overbrook, but he went to school with the McCann boys. And at one point he lived there for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We were having an argument with his father.
Oh, yeah.
He lived with the McCanns for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, a lot of children, a lot of people.
Yeah, and
it's been a really, I like Vanier a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be going back onto the Community Association.
Oh, yeah.
Board.
Yeah,
because
Chris,
they need people. Yeah, Chris absolutely. Has asked me if I would be willing to return. And
oh, yeah, you were before. Yeah.
Oh, lots. Yes.
Great.
I guess about 2007. I think it was about just a couple years into the organization.
Yeah, and on which committee
were you? Well, I did the health and safety one for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And did a lot with beautification too.
Right.
And then I did parks after that, I think.
Yeah. You saw the work was done this summer with the butterfly gardens, you know, and stuff like that?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah. I'm happy to see that some people are, you know, taking on the stuff. I got too old, you know. I had to have a hip replaced, and I have a heart condition.
Yeah.
It just became too much for me to be bending over and picking up garbage every week.
Right,
you know.
Right.
But we used to do I used to lead some of the walkabouts where we'd walk around and clean up.
The
neighborhood,
yeah.
And that was fun. That was,
Yeah, that when we moved here, that was what impressed me the most, the small village vibe, but not on the negative side.
On the
good side
in
the sense
village.
Of people taking care of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And like when I moved, it was December the 1st, so I see my neighbor next door, you know, he's having a beer outside. We talk about hockey, so. I tell them that I'm a hockey fan. You know, so obviously, just move. I don't have any cable, whatever. There was a hockey game that night. So he said, "Hey, Guy," you know, he said, "I'm going to Finnegan's Pub, but you're free to come to my house, go in the living room, watch TV, watch your hockey game if you want to, you know. Doors all open."
Yep.
So that was my first contact. So I said, "Man, okay."
Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, before we arrived here, our, not the lawyer, but what is it, the notary? in Ontario.
Yeah, okay, notary.
Notary, yeah. When you buy a house,
yeah.
So we were in Orleans. Oh, so okay. The secretary says, "Oh no, you're moving in Vanier," you know.
It's like, oh, so the poor place has such a bad reputation.
Yeah, I know, and people, you know, and I laugh when I hear that because, you know, yeah, it's true, the reputation. So anyway,
well, it was changing. Well, yeah, a lot of things have changed. Shortly after we moved in here in February 2004, mm-hmm. They did a real push of pushing all the sex workers out of the mm-hmm. market, out of downtown. So they all came here.
Right.
And at one point, around when I got involved with the community association, mm-hmm. We had three women working this block, and we had two men working henna there. And they were there all the time, like, back and forth.
Yeah.
Here's my cleaning lady just arrived. Okay. I let her in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, door's unlocked. Okay, she can get in. And,
oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it was pretty rough, and we had crack houses at each end of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the neighborhood at the time, between here and Montreal Road, mm-hmm. it was pretty rough. You know, there were a lot of dealers, a lot of hookers,
mm-hmm.
A lot of petty thieves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that goes with you.
Well, that goes with
the drugs.
With the drugs.
For the drugs,
yeah. Hello, yeah. Tara.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow, that's a...
Oh, she's got setup. A whole Ghostbusters thing going on.
Okay, suck the ghost.
Vacuum. Yes.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
But,
So, yeah, we like the community, but, you know, Montreal Road changed a lot. I mean, I don't know if it will be able to pick up, but as Bunny McCann was telling me, I mean, there was good nightlife here in the 70s.
Oh, yes.
Eastview Hotel and all these places,
yes,
right,
yes.
That people would go. And there's a story I've heard. Jimi Hendrix came here with Joni Mitchell.
Huh?
To party at the Concord Hotel.
Oh, I have heard that. Who told me that?
Isn't that something, eh?
Serge Morin.
Yeah, in 68 or 69.
Yeah.
After he did a show in Ottawa.
Yes, yes, yeah.
So
yes,
imagine that, eh?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's not a bad place.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds lived here for, what, 6 months or 2 years?
Yeah.
2 years or something.
Exactly.
But you know, I think the thing was in the, particularly in the 80s, a lot of people sold off their houses
mm-hmm.
and moved to places like Orleans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the families had grown up, children had moved away, mm-hmm. parents were left in the house. And so a lot of them got bought up by, you know, non-local landlords and turned into terrible apartments. Like, a few of the places I've seen that people have renovated back into a house is like, you know, well, the place on Bradley that my ex-wife had was, there was a bathroom where the only way you could get from one side of the bathroom, because it toilet on one side and the
mm-hmm.
shower on the other, was if you turned sideways and squeezed along the wall.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And so my ex-wife was a little too tubby at that point for that, and and the woman they had living upstairs with them, she and her daughter, mm-hmm. there was no way she could fit in that bathroom at all.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, I saw, like, the houses, from what I've read, the history in the 1940s and 30s, it was quite, you know, there was civil servants that bought houses here. And
well,
stuff.
Yes, the whole neighborhood up there, St. Charles and the Alice, all of that is 1940s military and civil servants. But during the war, it was very heavily built up.
And after
all those little salt box houses.
Like our house on Shakespeare was built maybe in 1952. And the post-war with the French-Canadian families, with large families with, you know, four, seven, and eight more kids. That's why a lot of the houses here, you see, they were added.
They're hilarious. It's just bit here and bit there.
I love it. Yeah.
I think that's so great.
So, sometimes you walk on the street, you see something narrow, but you go to the side and say, holy cow, look at that. You know, it's like a bowling alley.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
No, it's, I really, I like the architectural variety.
Exactly.
I like the fact that it's not...
It's not boring.
Boring. No, it's not boring. Yeah, and the streets don't go where you think they're going to.
Yeah. With the, triangular type of grid.
Yes. Well, you take, like, Dagmar, you know, it starts here and it goes like...
Yeah. So my first weeks here, I got lost a few times.
Oh.
It was so funny.
Yeah, the first summer I was here, I because the way my chest would hurt, it would, I would get very agitated. And so going for a walk was actually pretty good because I could walk. I could stop when I didn't feel well, and I explored all over the place, but, you know, I always do that in a new place. First thing I do is go for a walk, look around, look at the houses, you know.
Look, imagine, at one point, at its highest population, there was 25,000 people living in 1 square mile.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, so. it's quite a bit less than that now. It's just over...
Sure.
I can't remember.
I think it's 17 or something.
Yeah, it's about 17. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Jeffrey, your art, that's the way that I got to know you. And you know, we put a few pictures of your art.
Yes, I saw that.
You saw that?
Yes, okay. I did. I really appreciated that.
So,
that's great.
I saw, can you tell me? Okay, how did it come about? This is folk art.
Popular art, yes.
Yeah, pop art, art populaire, yeah. Can you tell me why that form of art instead of painting or you know, something else? How did it come about?
I like plastics. I like to shape things. Right, so I like clay. I like modeling clay. I don't really like wood because it's too many tools and it makes a lot. I don't like noise as well.
Okay.
So I want to do things that don't make noise when I do them.
Yeah, you know? Not like on a pottery.
Yeah. And cheap. I'm cheap. You know, I was...
Are you self-taught? Did you...
Oh, yeah. I didn't ever...
And when did you start doing this? Early in life?
Well, the little models, I did some of them when my kids were small. Mm-hmm. Not much, because it tends to be fragile. If you throw it at the wall, it has a tendency to break. Although, honestly, this guy here has held up really well to my granddaughter. She's now 15 months old, but she's been playing with him since she was about a year old, and he's been whacked. But yeah, he's just... Yeah, but I then when I started to have grandchildren, my eldest grandson is 18 now.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Yeah, And he, so I started to, you know, very happily got the opportunity to make toys for children again, which I always liked. That was my dream job growing up. My dream job would have been to be a toy maker.
Well, isn't that fascinating?
And so now I am.
Yeah. Fascinating.
So now I get to do this. And,
yes.
And yeah, so the little figurines and stuff, they're fun. And they're a challenge. I had to learn how to make them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all this imaginary world. When I looked at your website, and you know, I saw the different themes. You know, the village, garden party, rooms, the pirates.
Yes.
The flitters, the Vikings.
Flying pig one.
Oh yeah.
The bar that had the flying pig on it.
Yeah.
As soon as they saw it, my neighbor there at the time, Maurice Sazarin, I think it was. And now I can't remember the name of the people in the corner in the blue house. At any rate, just forget her name altogether.
Those are the ones that got it? What?
Yeah, the moment they saw it, she said, "How much is it? I want it.
Yeah.
I have to have it."
Great.
I don't know, $200. Okay. It's like, really? All right.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
And so I did a lot of things. But a lot of it started out, again, with going back to being able to do things for my grandchildren and for children to play with.
Oh, that's a nice...
And for children to be happy.
It's a nice thought. A good,
I used to do very, as my roommate said... described it as 3D work, dark, dismal, and depressing. And so I used to draw a lot. I did marble etching, like there's various pieces of etched marble around the house, and I did a bunch of things like that. And but this stuff is already come about in the past 10, 15 years. This stuff has come about.
And you sell a few?
Yeah. I used to try to sell more at craft fairs and things like that. But I don't drive because of the heart condition. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it just seemed to be eventually too much work, and something always gets broken.
Yes,
you know,
and people want everything
cheaper. Although I got to admit, a few times here in Vanya, it's been very funny. It's like when they did this thing up at St. Charles Church, the BIA and the city did this. Mm-hmm. Say chill. And outdoor concert and stuff in December, and it was very cold.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a little piece of a guy in a rowboat and a fishing rod hanging from a balloon, you know, floating along. And, the woman who saw it, you know, I had it priced. I thought it was a little hefty at $60. She said, no, you have to take 80.
Yeah.
And then, you know, every once in a while, yes, you know, somebody said, no, that's too cheap. I'm going to give you an extra $10.
Sure.
So,
that's good.
And that's been nice. Yeah. The little people in the tree, there have been a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them appeared to decide to go somewhere else.
Okay. People took that.
I didn't mind.
Yeah.
You know, I put them there knowing they might disappear.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, they put a smile when we see
them.
If our cities could have a lot of these small figurines here and there, would that be great? But look, I mean, just when I was looking at your, and I was thinking of One, you know, we have a balloon in the house.
Yes.
So I was thinking of the movie Up.
Mm-hmm.
All this, imagine it brought me back all the imaginary things. You know, that was so cool. Like the city on top of the volcanoes, flat top volcanoes, the lost world.
Oh yes, yeah.
Right.
Well, I grew up with all that concepts too.
And here's my French Canadian upbringing coming. The one with the canoe and the balloon.
Yes.
There's La Légende de la Chasse Galerie.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You know that?
I know the tale.
The guy, okay, the lumberjacks.
Yes.
They want to go and see their,
the flying canoe.
Yeah, they want to see their sweethearts.
Yes, yes.
So don't say a swear word, because if you say a swear word, you're going to plummet.
Yeah.
La Chasse Galerie, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know that story.
You know it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So just to describe a bit to our listeners, Jeffrey builds some figurines with all types of different setups and contexts and stuff. I like these
flying
Leonardo da Vinci flying machine humans.
They are kind of inspired by that one. There is really old. It's that piece is probably 30 years old at least.
Great.
Yeah, he'll move when the furnace comes on again.
Look at that. Yeah.
And so the wings have always been wings and flying things have always been a fantasy.
Oh, look at this. Wow.
And for a while I did buildings with legs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Slavic witch Baba Yaga.
Oh, okay.
She has a house on chicken legs.
Oh, look at that.
So it moves around.
Fantastic.
And these fellas, all these little fellas here, mm-hmm. these are from a chess set.
Okay.
So I had done the whole chess set. These are the pawns. I've only kept, there's one of the knights riding a bug as well. So, and I've enjoyed giving them away. And there's a few people in the neighborhood have them now where I've, at one point I asked a bunch of people to come by and take some stuff because, mm-hmm. well, I have all my closets are full.
Okay.
I'm compulsive. I'm a very compulsive maker.
I have to come with my wife and see what she would like.
Anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at this dragon on top of this tower. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that styrofoam?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all styrofoam. And actually, I found a piece, about this big, somebody put out for the garbage one day, and I was by walking in it, thought, that's really useful. I want to take it. So I brought it home and thought, I could make rocks. Then I could put rocks on top of rocks.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It has a wire up the middle,
right.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But and so
beautiful.
Then I, you know, again, the community has been really supportive to me because, you know, I put out a little call on the Facebook about saying, does anybody have any scrap styrofoam? And I got two big 8-foot pieces, and then a few days later another friend dropped off two more pieces. I still have styrofoam for years to come now.
Oh yeah, great.
But it's been a lot of fun. The little flying figures are amusing.
How do you make your the faces, is that all?
They're made out of a sculpey. It's a polymer clay.
Okay.
And you bake it in, I use a toaster oven.
Okay.
Because it's a fairly low temperature bake.
Mm-hmm.
And my oven does not have a reliable thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a small toaster oven that I use specifically for that.
Did you ever think, I would see this, some of your piece is exposed at the Museum of Vanier.
Well, that would be fun. You know, it would be neat to do something like that up there. I just, you know, well, I have good pain medication now, and that doesn't knock me out.
Yeah.
And so I can do more things again. But for a while, it was really, I just wanted to stay home and make things. I don't want to worry about trying to do them or show them. And then the pandemic came along just when I was going to do that. I was going to talk to the CSCV or the museum and say, hey, you know, but then the pandemic came on and I started to put them all up online for people. And that went, and people really liked that, which was nice. And, you know, I just, after years of doing artwork that was supposed to be serious, I got tired and got fed up, and I had surgery, so my chest was better, and I wasn't looking at potentially dying next week kind of thing. It was like, wow, I really, you know, want to keep doing this.
Jeffrey, this is fantastic. First, I'd like to close.
Yes.
Say that you're very humble when you say that your art is, I mean, I'm impressed by it. It brings joy. So you see,
it does. And that's
I think children,
yeah,
absolutely, any children sees what you do will smile and imagine and create their own world too, you know.
Yeah,
that's the, yeah, there was fantastic.
A little girl, I had the niece of a fella that lives down the street, and she used to always come running up the street and to look at the tree, little, you know, 3 or 4 year old girl, and she was one day telling me that but there was a super here, and he was friends with that one, but he's gone. And I went, yes, he decided to go live somewhere else, I guess.
That's good. Yeah, to give an explanation to the children.
Yeah, well, you know, as opposed to, oh, someone took it. But that was fine. And it does give people a lot of happiness and fun. And it's, and that's what I want. I want people to see it and to smile and to I don't know.
That's
just
great.
Be lifted up out of their gloom. You know?
So, well, it sure does.
It does. And I'm happy with it. And I'm really happy with how much everyone else likes them, you know. Right. We had the Vanier Artisans sale. just in November. And I had a couple of the statue figuring people out with me, and these two older fellas were buying some fridge magnets.
Fridge magnets.
And at any rate, they we're standing there saying, one guy is saying to the other, I'm sure I've seen something like this. And the guy says, yes, they were on Facebook, remember? We saw them on Facebook.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's the guy.
Right, yeah.
And so, and it's been fun, you know, when people going, oh, I recognize your work.
Yeah,
you
know, that's good. Never,
and it's good. I've had a lot of people have made some really interesting commission requests.
Great.
The fellow who used to work in Jean-Michel Rousseau's position at the CEA Survey, Mehdi, that was his name, yes, Mehdi, he commissioned this band.
Okay.
And it's a Brazilian band. And they play in a circle, mm-hmm. always. Mm-hmm. And three of the instruments are not instruments you ever see here. So I had to look them up and find pictures of them on the internet and go, okay, how am I going to build that? Mm-hmm. But I've always liked that challenge too, right? Yeah. Like, it's, you know, people ask you, you know, say, where do you get the ideas? And mm-hmm. sometimes I get them by looking at the ceiling. I go, what can I do next?
Yeah, okay, that's good.
And just let yourself fantasize and go, no, I can't possibly do that. But I could do this. So, and I'm not very skilled at many things. I'm not a good painter. Like, that's big one is by painting. And mm-hmm. I'm not a good painter. I know I'm not. I know painters. You know, this one is fine. My ex-wife, and she's far mm-hmm. superior to me when it comes to drawing and painting. You know, yeah, most of this is collections of people we've known. Mm-hmm. Although a few of them, like this fella mm-hmm. and this fella, that blue one, mm-hmm. My roommate has bought from local artists.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
That's cool.
Granddaughter tries to pull it over. But a lot of the rock etching, marble and rock etching was like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, look at that.
Limestone from up the road, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. You know where, La Cité
School?
Yes,
college?
yes. Near there, there used to be a limestone quarry at one point, many, many years ago, mm-hmm. and there's lots of nice chunks of limestone, so I picked up that one.
Wow.
Quite a few others, actually, but...
that's great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Wow. Impressive. Well, thank you so much. You've been very generous with your time, Jeffrey. Thank you so much.